Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Today is July the 6th, 2018. It is a Friday. We have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 704-802. That was bad. Excuse me, everyone. I'm kind of tired. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to call in today, and we'd love to hear from you on this Friday. It's a financial Friday, and greatly appreciate you all. So we're going to get started into today's show. But before we do that, you know, please support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy. You could do that by going to the website for this network of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you'll see the overall prompt that's there for you to make a donation. And I'm laughing because my dog knows I'm on the radio and he knows he's supposed to be quiet. So I looked at him and he stopped what he was doing and looked at me. Man, they are funny. They are hilarious. So definitely go to Black Talk Radio Network and make a donation. All donations, no matter what their size are, great or small, are greatly appreciated because they go to actually keeping this network on air so that we can continue to grow. So www.blacktalkradionetwork.com is the location and for you to make a donation. Also, you can support the network by going to BTR Community and becoming a member in BTR Community, which is a social media outlet that is there for you to engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. You could do that for only $24 a year. There's a 30-day free trial membership. so you can see if that's something that you want to do. And very easy is the only platform that I use for posting social media postings. And you can post things within reason about yourself, about your business or a business or some event, or you want to highlight something that you think that should be given more attention. You can do that at btrcommunity.com for only $24 a year, and that overall membership will support Black Talk Radio Network to keep it on air. So very, very important that we do that. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals company where you can acquire real money by trading in your Federal Reserve notes or your coupons, which are going to be obsolete relatively shortly. I don't know when it's going to happen. I just do that. Know that it is going to happen. And we've been talking about that and trying to get you all prepared for that as much as we possibly can since we've been on air. And it is really coming to full fruition. And some of the things that's going to prompt that and move that along much further is what we're seeing in the mainstream media known as the tariffs. One second. Excuse me, sorry, I had to sneeze. Known as the tariffs. And this thing is really all about the real war. So definitely exchange your currency, your cash, for money. Very, very important. You can do that with Prosperity Mint. Just email info@prosperitymint.com. Tell them that you're a Kando Radio Show listener, and they will take care of you. Someone will get in contact with you. It's to your benefit that they do, and they'll explain to you the overall buying process. Okay? All right, so we're going to jump into what's in the news, and we're going to get into today's show. And one second, let me get situated here. Okay, today's show is Trade Wars Are the Last Step Before Shooting Wars. And that is definitely being part of, and we've been talking about that, and we want you to be prepared for that as much as possibly can. So trade wars are going to be as the last step before shooting wars. So that is today's topic of today's show. And if you'd like to get in on that conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to do that. And when you do, whatever your questions or comments are around that, please let us know. Be a part of the program and greatly, greatly appreciate it. So listen, give me one second, everyone, before I jump in the show. Got to grab something real quickly and we'll jump into the show. And today, please participate and give us a call. Got any questions or comments? We definitely need to know. From anything that we talked about this week, we talked about some very significant things last Friday and last week and this week as well, but specifically last week, because there are some things that are on the horizon that are definitely, definitely going to affect us. So we definitely want you to be as fully prepared as possible. All right, so first article we got from Sputnik News. Let me pull this up real quickly. I'm having a little problem because we're having storms here and my internet is a little slow, so bear with me. I'm going to have to do it another way. One second. Okay. Let me try this. And then we'll get into... Okay, so I'm going to be able to do it. Just got to give me one second, everyone. Is the internet, as you all know... Okay, first article. Oops. First article comes from Sputnik News. It says, the ministry... Russian introduces additional taxes on some of the U.S. goods amidst steel tariffs. Sorry, y'all, I can't see. Steel tariffs. So that's And this is all a part of, and Scotty and I were just, you know, talking just before we came on air, is that actually right now, China and Russia are both responding to the U.S. tariffs that they that went into effect at 12 o'clock last night. And as Ray Dalio said, very famous investor said that the war with China has now officially begun. And he was absolutely right. I didn't post that inside of the network, because of the storms here. But excuse me for the background noise, everyone. But that's what Ray Dalio said, and this is very true. The overall official start of the war with China has now begun, and can definitely see that that's going to ramp it up and pick up steam. So check out that article. And in that article, let me put it together really quickly. One second. Give me one second. Sorry, you all. Sorry, everyone. Trying to do a couple of things at one time, trying to get this internet back up. Hold on one second. Sorry, you all. This is live, you know, radio. Sometimes it happens. And, you know, one thing about living, you know, in a rural area is that not like when in L.A., you know, we definitely had the advantage of having, you know, a lot of infrastructure. Well, you're always going to have to give up something if you want to get something. And so I had to give up some infrastructure. And I was surprised at, you know, the infrastructure I had to give up. And one of some of the infrastructure I had to give up was actually some internet speed. I used, you know, we were really hurting on internet connections, and whenever we have a storm, it really knocks the internet for a loop. And so that's what I'm having to deal with now. But no problem. We'll get past it. So get set up here. And okay. All right. So from that article, let me just once again, I'm sorry, you all got to get situated here. From that article, it says real quickly, let me just read it real quickly. Okay, so here it is. I'm just going to read the prefix for it, if it'll let me. Okay, here we go. In June, Russia filed a complaint to challenge the U.S. Metals tariffs. Now, this is significant for those of you that have taken our precious metals class and are in precious metals. This is overtly being done for a reason, and that overt reason is because the actual setup is for the metals to explode, and they're doing that by sanctioning and preventing the overall metals from coming to market. And what is that going to do? That suppression of the metals coming to market actually harms the everyday investors. So that prevents them from being able to protect themselves, because the economy knows where everything is going, and because they're going to definitely manipulate that overall function. And so by not allowing the everyday person acquire the overall metals that they want to actually collateralize and fund the economy, that means that it puts them in real position of advantage. So it's significant with Russia, for them being what some of Russia's sanctions are in some precious metals, and is designed that way. Very significant ones, that are. So check out that article. Next article you got from Reuters. It says, breaking view, U.S. Move this down. This is from Reuters. Breaking views, U.S.-China trade war to be fought in the trenches. Check out that article. U.S. and China trade war will be fought in the trenches and is going to get ugly. The first round of tariffs hit on Friday today. As the celebrity figurehead U.S. President Donald Trump says, they may come to cover more than $5,500 billion in goods. Ladies and gentlemen, it is much more than that. It's actually the overall move towards war, and we're going to take a look at that in today's show. Next article I got from the Bulletin, and this one, well, I didn't get it. Thanks to my man TK overseas, sent me this one. Predictive policing. Big city departments faces lawsuits. Some of the nation's largest police departments are being sued for not releasing information about their predictive policing programs, which use algorithms to crunch data and create the list of people in neighborhoods for officers to target. Check out that article. Good article. Thanks, TK. Another article that TK sent me was from the Globe and Mail. The unintended consequences of economic populism. And whenever you hear that overall America first and all of that other stuff, that's what they're talking about. Populist governments have been democratically elected the past few years in a number of jurisdictions in Europe and in North America. The politicians leading these governments usually have campaigned on an economic agenda that looks attractive to the segments of the population, especially those who felt slated by the so-called elite. Couldn't see. Need to start to have reading glasses, y'all. So sorry about that. But check out that article. Thanks again to my man TK. Sent me, I believe, TK sent me that one as well. Thank you, TK. Another very significant article, and I would definitely suggest that you all pick this article up. I'm actually traveling as we speak, but I'm going to be able to do the show. But this article is, in my opinion, is very critical. The U.S. of Terror. And it says, the two recent articles have demonstrated that the greatest terrorist entity on the earth is not the boogeyman. Russians, China, Iran, or North Korea are so-called portrayed by Western prostitutes and the American government. But the United States itself, since World War II, the U.S. has been the most militaristic by far, surpassing all of the nations. And this is so true. We've been talking about this for a while. I don't know if we're going to be able to get into that one today. Hopefully we will. So check out that. Another article I got from Intel Hub. Record number of Americans work to death. Record number of Americans work to death. The age of working people in America has risen as the elderly are being forced into the workforce in order to survive as inflation continues to engulf the once prosperous nation. And that's very, very important. The once prosperous nation. Well, even the prosperity that this nation had, it was ill-gotten, and it was a facade of wealth. It was actually all done based off of malevolent agendas. So it wasn't really any form of measurable wealth. So check out that article. Very, very telling. There's so many different ways that we can go today, and I'm pretty sure that we'll touch this one, and I think we need to touch the United States of Terror as well. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Bloomberg. Iran resorts to bartering for crude oil against sanctions that loom. So check out that article. And that is a significant one. And how this is really by Iran bartering for their oil, which they did from the last sanctions, and India was buying from them, and there were so many countries that were buying from them at that time because of that. But here's the thing. This is how they can respond to the overall sanctions and break the sanctions. But not only break the sanctions, but actually have that overall breaking of the sanctions, its overall ill intention will now come back to those, the U.S., that started the sanctions and is going to harm the everyday person here significantly and drastically. So we definitely need to be aware of that, because how that works is this, is that Iran will barter their oil, and other countries will send them goods for whatever they need. It doesn't have to be in currency. They'll send them other items, and the items that Iran will require is going to be what? That they be resources. And they're going to be requiring that they send them gold, and they're actually going to require that they send them silver, because silver will help them develop their overall nuclear program and fortify their overall technology sectors and allow them to defend themselves in war. Without silver, you can't do those things. So very, very, very important and very, very significant. So they're going to be bartering with the rest of the world. That's what the rest of the world is going to do. They're going to run to them. They're actually going to run to them and do business with them. And that's going to break the overall dollar hegemony even more. But the dollar hegemony has really been broken already. But what is also going to break is also going to break the overall alliances, to where the rest of the world will collectively come together and say, you know what? We don't even need to barter anymore. We can just do straight deals. But here's the significance of the bartering, because bartering is significant and synonymous with a asset-based economy, no longer a debt-based economy. And a debt-based economy means that every single person here is disenfranchised in the economy. The reason why everyone is disenfranchised in the economy is because most of the citizens inside of the continental jurisdiction of the corporation of the United States, they do not have any resources. Very, very little. And the resources that they do have are perishable resources, or resources that are that can be subject to asset forfeiture. And that's going to be a major, major problem for everyone. It's going to be a problem for you. It's going to be a problem for me. It's going to be a problem for everyone, because everyone is tied into that. So critical, major article. Next article, Raj said he got this one from Otis. Move this up. Fifth Collins makes way for the coming balkanization of South America. During the recent meetings in Venezuela, the President Economic Advisory Commission in mid-June, President Maduro said something extremely interesting, but also extremely disturbing, nevertheless, highly important for the region to be aware of. So that overall, they're going to be moving into trying to invade Venezuela for their oil, to seize their oil, because the U.S. knows that they're going into World War III, that's going to turn into global nuclear war one, and they're going to need oil to be able to do that. So check out that. Next article, Rod sent, Latin America defends Ecuador's against U.S.-backed prosecution. Check out that article. And all of these countries are starting to bond and gather together against the U.S. This is what I had said a while ago was going to be the purge of the U.S. It is all starting to happen. It is going to be really, really significant. Next article, Rise got from Mint Press News. legitimizing the occupation and occupy Palestine is a land without hope. Check out that article. Next article Rise got from the same publication. The U.S. Army is quietly discharging immigrant recruits. Check out that article. Next article from the same area. UK and U.S. Name test DNA testing migrant children. Yes, of course. This is what concentration camps are always all about. It's always about that. So check out that next article. Rise post from the same publication. UN urges Israel to end illegal West Bank demolition. Next article Rise got from, and he said this is his commentary was, this is a system acting like a well-oiled machine. School won't stop pro-LGBT propaganda. Excuse me. Schools won't show pro-LGBT propaganda to angry parents. Indoctrination. Check out that article, Rise Post. Next article, I got this one from Oil Price. This is how much U.S. households lose as gas prices rise, and we definitely need to take a look at that because it's significant. Next article, Rise got this from CTV News. Should police use computers to predict crimes and criminals? Check out that. That's that predictive programming stuff. Check out that article. Next article, Rise got from Yahoo. Trade wars. Trump loads decisive volley against China. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted. Jeff Sessions recruits. Oops. Let me move this. Whoa. Recites documents protecting minorities just ahead of Independence Day. Check out that article. Next article. 1 second, get this up. From South China Morning Post, Rise Post, the U.S.-China begins biggest trade war in economic history. Next article Rise got from South China Morning Post, U.S.-China trade wars. Who wins? Who loses? Check out that article. And from the South China Morning Post, why China will not start a currency war as trade tensions boil over. And I'm going to tell you that they really don't need to because they have the overall position of advantage. The one that has to start the overall trade war and the currency war is the one that's losing pace and losing. The key to winning a currency war is the first one to the bottom wins. So very, very important. So check out that article. Next article. Next article for Rise got from the South China Morning Post. And you thought China is the only country Trump has gone to war with. At least China has enough muscles to fight it in its corner. America's friends may not be so lucky. China is not the only country Donald Trump is targeting with his trade war. Indeed, no, America's allies are likely to emerge unscathed. Is not unlikely to emerge. No American ally is likely to emerge unscathed. And let me tell you, this is the purge. They want this to actually be in the place. So next article, I got this one from Oil Price. Iran will only trade with oil buyers. And that is probably one of the most important articles that's telling you everything there. Iran is only going to trade with oil buyers. Oil buyers from who? From them. And that means what? They're not going to move oil to other countries. And that's the key to controlling countries. You control people with resources. You control countries with oil. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from express.co. Oh, man, I put the wrong one. And it was, okay, I'm going to try to find this in a significant article. World War III, China's military to win a war, overtaking Trump in a leaked memo. Check out that article. I don't know if I can pull this one up. It didn't. Hopefully I can. Yes, it did. Okay. So just click there. So, all right, everyone. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. I won't be able to see you in queue. I'm actually traveling. So if you have a question or comment, just say excuse me. And just let me know that you're there, and then I'll definitely go to you, and we'll pick up. So today's show is Trade Wars is the First Step to All-Out War, and that's really what's happening. And we're going to take a look at a couple of things and really what it is that we all should be doing. You already know what we should be doing. We definitely should be preparing. And I'm going to tell you, like it or not, this is going to really, really change what we've been accustomed to. The former ways of what we were used to seasonally and economically in this country, those days, that type of activity that we're used to, I wouldn't even say that those days aren't even numbers. It's down to the hours now. And what I mean by the hours is that it's going to definitely happen, and it's going to happen as a surprise. I don't know when it is. I really don't care when it does happen. The thing that I'm really concerned about is that every moment that I can to prepare for that is very significant. It's kind of like, you know, Noah's Ark, the story you heard of Noah's Ark. The key is to build your ark while you can build it, while it's no storm. And many people, you know, squandered and scarfed at and ostracized and the overall idea and the thoughts of everything. And there have been people in the past that said things would happen and they didn't happen and everything else. But neither of that is really of any significance, because if you don't learn from history, then you won't be able to identify when historical events are unfolding right in front of you. They'll just be no big deal. It'll get past it. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, with this one, as you've heard me say so many times on the show, this is going to hurt, and it's going to hurt everyone. And right now, we may feel some economic pain. We all do. But it's nothing compared to what's at stake and what's happening. And, you know, I have, and I'm going to tell you, when people don't look at these things and you know about them, that means that overall pain is going to be even greater for you. Not because you couldn't prepare, especially for those that wouldn't do it. It's different for the two. There's a big, huge difference between those that can't and those that won't. Because those that won't have a mentality, and that mentality is the one that's going to extremely, extremely hurt. It's going to have a real, real painful outcome. And so, you know, last Friday we had the show about the USN, meaning the U.S. dollar is no longer accepted. And, you know, we actually have the USN already, United States note, from the Treasury. It's called the American Silver Eagle and the American Gold Eagle. That is the USN. It's been here and it's been sitting within our grasp for so many years. And it's actually been always a part of the overall monetary system of the U.S. Some people say that the U.S. has offered a gold standard. The Corporation of the United States has never, ever been off of the gold standard, really. It always has been on it. But what did happen was that Nixon closed the gold window, and which meaning that you couldn't go in with your currency and exchange your currency for metals. You couldn't exchange it for gold. You couldn't exchange it for silver. You could only use your currency as debt. And because of that, there's always a methodology and there's always a way to enslave people. And if you can have people extremely ignorant to financial things, then you'll be able to enslave them forever. Here is why. Because you'll create a workforce that will only think that freedom, and they'll think that they're free, but every day that they work for absolutely nothing, they won't even know that they are slaves to the economy. And they have you have that, and they'll allow some, you know, some resources to move to you, but it'll be the staple resources for you just to make it to the next 2 weeks to have to go back to your overall, to the economy, and to be able to make it. It will not give you any sovereignty. See, the key to enslaving people means that you actually are able to manipulate, seize, steal, or coerce them out of their sovereignty. And everything that you've been taught in school, everything that you've been taught in school, everything that's been propagandized, everything that's been on TV, everything that was been written about, 99.999% of it has all been about your overall maintaining the indoctrination of your enslavement. And some people may not like to hear that, but that's the absolute truth. Here's why it's the truth. When we are indoctrinated to giving up our sovereignty through workforce energy, and when that is taken away from you, and it's taken away from you by this way, it's not forcefully taken away from you. We willfully surrender it. We willfully surrender it because we exchange it for something that has no sovereign intrinsic value. We exchange it for something that does not give you sovereignty or maintain your sovereignty or gives you sustainability. We exchange it for something that has no intrinsic value at all. And what you just did is you've given up your priceless energy, and they've given you an exchange as a payment and as a wage, something that has no energy, has no sovereignty, has no redeemability into anything that's sustainable. And it was all a part of the complete campaigns, all of the major campaigns that you've seen on TV, you heard about in school, all the so-called forms of democracy, all the so-called forms of fights for freedom and everything else. It was all coerced, and it was all put into place to keep people from really becoming sovereign. And by not teaching and allowing people to be educated into what real assets are and how critically important they are, then people would never know. If you didn't know the overall healing power of gold, then you would never seek gold to heal you. If you didn't know the overall healing power of silver, then you would never seek silver to heal you. If there was some silver right next to you, you would walk right past it. Or if you did engage it, you would pick it up and use it for something other than what its intrinsic value, some of its abilities are. And that means that you are not actually using the true sustainability of that asset. You're not using it to its full potential. So you're not able to gain from that. And this was always a part of this system. And it was a really cunning system. They gave you, they told you what you wanted, and they gave you exactly what you wanted. They made certain things that were not prosperous, popular, entertaining, so that that's what we would be willing to give our energy for. While the system knows the overall value of your energy, the system knows how important you are, the system knows how powerful you are, the system knows how much intrinsic value you have. And because of that, they make sure that you don't know, so that they can exploit on what you don't know. And it's not just one thing, it's many things. It's tied into many things. So, you know, here we are now, and this moment in eternity that we're in was being propelled towards the greatest economic collapse, I would say, in the history that I know of, and it may even be the greatest economic collapse in human history. It could be, I don't know, because I know that human history goes far, far beyond what they wrote in some books or even on some tablets. But of the times that we are in, and I would say in the age that we're in, that expands over 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 3,000 years, the overall economic rug being pulled out from on the whole world citizenry by using in the U.S. dollar is that rug that they're pulling. That's going to be the greatest economic collapse of the common man's economy ever recorded. And it is happening right now. And it's unfolding. And it's rapidly unfolding because it's rapidly taking its overall significance in different stages. It seems daily another stage is being set. And this is why I try to urge everyone in the most urgent, with the most sense of urgency that I possibly can, that don't worry about what's going on in the White House. Don't worry about what's going on in houses on Housewives of Atlanta, Housewives of Beverly Hills, Housewives of wherever. Don't worry about what's going on in Major League Baseball. Don't worry about what house LeBron is going to be playing in. All of that stuff is insignificant, completely insignificant. Because you have to worry about your house and the extension of your house from you as an individual to your family to the overall community at large. Because that is who is going to bear the brunt of this collapse. There are many wealthy individuals that they won't be wealthy relatively soon, because their whole wealth has been denominated in a debt instrument that has no intrinsic value. It can't do anything if it's not accepted. See, intrinsic value is something we always overlook, because you never have to explain to someone that something that costs more in comparison to something that doesn't, because everyone has been actually trained to be price sensitive, and because they're price sensitive, we're never aware of any form of value. We have no sense of value, and there's a big difference. Price is nothing more than what someone else will accept as a medium of exchange in order for them to give that to you, and what they will accept for it. Value is what you have in your overall under your control, what it can do for you. That's value. What is it that it, what is its performance capabilities? We don't really care about performance capabilities because the economy has indoctrinated us to be deaf, dumb, and blind to that. But they definitely know. And you wonder how they were able to build such a controlling empire over everyone, because they use resources to do it. We don't use resources to sustain our sovereignty, our self-determination. We use cash, we use debt. And this is why we're completely disenfranchised at all times. I'm going to tell you a real quick story. I have a friend, and their son is artistic. They took the precious metals class, and the genius of their son, he got it right away. And his mother was telling me that he just went berserk writing notes to her from during the overall class that we were giving. And she was really amazed. But this was the most important thing. This young man who can't speak, he can only write. He can read and write. He can't speak. This young man received a birthday card. And in his birthday card, he received $50 in cash. And after one of our classes, just one of our classes, he wrote to his mom in a note, "Mom, I don't want this currency. Give me real money." And why is that so powerful? It's because this young man, in spite of his condition, was able to recognize the lie from the truth. But one of the flaws that we have is as we get older and we engage in things and we get so used and so comfortable with things, it's harder to break what we perceive as being the truth, even though it may be staring us right in our face. And he rejected the $50 in Federal Reserve note. He wanted it transferred and exchanged for real money. If this young man is able to recognize the importance of that, in spite of the condition that he has, and wouldn't you know, the condition he has may even be remedied by silver. It's so telling. It's so, so telling. And I would just hope you all, before we are completely disenfranchised, I hope that you would all take the appropriate action, because your very quality of life and standard of living will depend on what you do. It will. Because the rest of the world and it's all done within the overall franchise, within the fraternal order of the sovereign governments of the world, they've decided that they're going to turn on the people of the world. And they know where the weakness of the people of the world is. They don't have resources. They depend on us. And because they depend on us, we're going to charge them. And what they're charging you is, they're going to require that you give up everything to them. Because just 16 hours a day, 8 hours a day, 20 hours a day is not enough for them. They develop an insatiable appetite. They're going to require everything. And this is where it's all going. But how do you get there is that you have to get there in a way that won't alarm the ignorance of people. Because if you alarm the ignorance of people, they'll start to question. So the world is really moving towards a major, major shift. And when we come back out the break, Scotty, I'm going to need like 5 minutes on the break. But when we come back out of the break, we're going to jump into one or two of these stories. And we're going to take a look at how everything is being set up for war. The whole stage is being set up for war. While the system is setting up and preparing for pulling the dollar rug from the whole world, because it's not just the people here in the States, but the people here in the States will be more adversely affected than anyone else in the world. They'll be able to do other things. Everyone here, what you do now is going to be your escape route, because once they pull the rug on the dollar, the escape routes will be sealed. So when we come back, we're going to take a look at the dollar real quick. Then we're going to take a look at the article. And then if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Feel free to jump in. And I would also say, check out the articles that are being posted there. Because they're there for a reason, to give you some opportunity to motivate you to see where things are going, and you make the decision on your own what those choices are going to be. You know,
hey Dave,
one of the things that go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, man. You know, you was reading the articles, and I've been reading those articles as well, about this trade war that the United States has started. Would you say it's accurate to say the United States started this?
Say that again, Scotty. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Is it accurate to say the United States started this trade war with all
these? Without a doubt. Yes. Without a doubt.
You know,
yes.
I had talked to some people privately on the phone, and then just paying attention to other news, and this could lead to a whole lot of people getting laid off, man. You know, as the White House and people who support Donald Trump have been talking about, oh, this the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the United States, or since they've been keeping track of that, even though those numbers they cooked the books.
Yeah.
They cooked the books when it comes to unemployment numbers and what have you. That does not mean everybody, all those people are employed. It does not mean that. But this is like, okay, you bragging about that, but it seems like you're trying to sabotage it and destroy these jobs. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense, man. it's very unstable type behavior.
Yeah, and you know what it is, Scott, because you brought up a great point. You know, they're bragging about the unemployment rate, but see, the thing is that those people aren't gainfully employed. It doesn't matter if somebody has a job that where they're not paying them anything at all. That doesn't really equal to employment. That just means that they're actually being actually compensated far less than what is going to be able to stay up with the rate of inflation.
That could just mean you got a part-time job.
It means you got a part-time job.
And
right?
Then also, if you fall off the rolls and you don't get unemployment insurance or benefits, you know, you're not counted, period. So,
no.
You know, I don't see... I don't see why what people bragging about, man. They should be worried, you know, about the economy in general.
Yeah, because it's all set up. And the thing about it, see, Scotty, you hit a point where he said that they were, you know, talking about the unemployment and everything else. Well, they're not counting the real people that are unemployed, because after so long they stopped counting the overall, because now after, what is it, I believe it's... 18 weeks, you're no longer counted. Once your unemployment stops, you're no longer counted, but that individual is still unemployed. So all the numbers are skewed. Like Scotty said, the books are cooked. It's skewed. But here's another significant thing that ties into it. They're talking about all of these jobs that don't pay anything. And what type of jobs are they? But here's the very significant part. The very significant part about it is this, is once these tariffs start to go in effect, and like Scotty said, people are going to lose their jobs all over the place, they'll have a reason, they'll have a new boogeyman to blame. And that boogeyman is going to be blamed so that they can actually convict them to war. And guess who's going to fall for it? Hook, line, and sinker. The very naive and very, very callous of individuals are going to fall for it hook, line, and sinker. And before they know it, they'll be at war. And the war in this war is going to be much different than all the other ones. The actual battleground, the overall combat zone, and the battlefield is going to be in your living room and in your bedroom and in your kitchen and
hey,
in
Dave.
Your studies and in your den, wherever your computers are, because hey. Those computers are going to turn on you. And what I mean by they're going to turn on you, they won't turn on.
Hey,
and
Dave.
You won't have access to banking. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Speaking of war, I saw an article where they're no longer accepting immigrants into the U.S. military. And I had like several black people from the Caribbean who was in basic training with me, and then I know there was also some Mexican immigrants and some other units that I served in. I wonder how that's going to play.
Yeah, Puerto Rican. I mean, not Puerto Rican. They were from all over. Dominican and Puerto Rican are not immigrants. Sorry about that. You know, a bunch. And yeah, Roz posted that article. That's so true. And this whole thing is really, really bad. But listen, hey, Scotty, give me a couple of, give me 5 minutes real quick. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Here. No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Hold on, Scott. Give me 2 more minutes.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
People are thinking in terms of, well, they want to brag about being black, which means that they are implying that there's something incorrect about being white, even though these are the creations of the Creator. See, and then so everybody gets into this black pride thing or white pride thing, and people immediately start taking sides. It's not about taking sides based on black and white. It's about taking sides based on justice and non-justice. Well, that's what you're really aiming for. Being black doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice. And being white doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice, except you believe in non-justice. And that doesn't make any difference what shade you are or how tall you are or who your cousin was or anything like that or what so-called nationality you have. Like a lot of people say that they take pride in being an Englishman or take pride in being a Frenchman, or take pride in being Afrocentric. Well, you're not supposed to be proud of any of those things if you don't believe in justice, because these words mean nothing. No nationality means anything. And waving a flag if you don't believe in not mistreating people. You've got to believe in not mistreating people, and you got to believe in helping people that need help the most. Otherwise, you don't even have any business breathing.
Okay, ready, Scotty. Good to go.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio, show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, I'm not on the board, so I can't see it. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I just want to read something really quickly. It's called The Death of the U.S. Dollar in One Frightening Graph. And this is all, we've been talking about this for a while now, but this was sent to me, and I want to just go over some of it with you and then check out some other things and then talk about a couple of other things. And why do I focus on this so much? Because think about how indoctrinated we've been because of this dollar and how much how dependent upon it that we are, and the habits that we've established from that. And that habit and that addiction to that has to be broken. And in breaking something like that is not something that you can do at one time. But the significance of it, and you won't be able to change many people, there will be some people that will not realize this that have been listening to the show or been listening to other shows or been finding out information. They won't realize how significant this is until it actually adversely affects them. And then at that time, hopefully it won't be too late. But if it's going to be during one of the incidents that are going to be, or the events that's going to be propelled on everyone, then it will be too damn late. Okay? And it's going to be difficult for them. So here we go. For the last 600 years, there has been six different global currencies controlled by the world superpowers. The latest is the U.S. dollar. And it has dominated the world currency for over 80 years. The alarming fact is that global currencies have collapsed every 80 to 90 years. For the last six centuries, what does that mean for America and the dominance of the U.S. dollar today? Based on the recent evidence and a long-standing historical trend, experts predict the imminent collapse of the U.S. dollar. What's more alarming is that many Americans aren't yet doing one thing that will save their savings or retirement from the U.S. dollar collapse. And I just want to stop there real quick. It's more than just your savings. It's more than just your retirement. It's your quality of life, your standard of living. See, it's not just your savings. You're not just going to lose your savings. And this is why sometimes some of these publications, they are, you know, they mean the best intentions, and they have the best intentions. But the overall scope and gravity of this is far more than what it says, because I'm going to tell you, most people don't want to talk about this because they don't want to get ostracized and actually frowned upon, because we've been taught to be following cowards. We follow what everybody else is doing, so that nobody will actually reject our thoughts, reject our what we think, and everything else. It becomes unbearable, and that's what one of the things that really, really hinders us from being able to discern things is because we're so afraid of saying any damn thing and expressing. But this is going to be more than just losing your savings or losing your retirement. If you lose your retirement, you can rebound from that. If you lose your savings, you can rebound from that. If you lose your quality of life, your standard of living, your retirement, and your savings, you ain't going to rebound from that. But it's even more than that that is at stake here. When I say the quality of life and standard of living, that means this. You could have a car accident that 3 months ago you would have had that car accident. The paramedics would have came and they would have said, do you want to go to the hospital or not? Yeah, maybe you should go to the hospital. Yeah, you should go to the hospital. And then you get treated and taken care of. 3 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you get in that car accident that seemed to be in, you know, just in 2017, 2016, and 2015, it was a completely survivable event. But in 2020, you get in that car accident and you're dead man walking. Because one, no paramedics come. Two, there's no hospital for you to go to. Because all the hospitals around you have closed down. This is more than just your savings. This is more than just your darn retirement. Your savings and your retirement has been claimed a long time ago. It's your quality of life and your standard of living that's actually being siphoned away from you. Could be that 2 years ago you caught a cold, and it was just a cold, and it was just a pain in the butt. Now that cold turns into walking pneumonia, and you don't make it. Not only don't you make it, but someone that you love and concerned about catches a cold that turns into walking pneumonia, because there is no way to treat it now, or there is ways to treat it, but you can't afford to do it, and the availability is exclusively held for only the wealthy. So the access to it, you won't have. You know how many goods China sends to this country? You know how many goods the outside world sends into this country? See, that's what's really at stake here. Yes, your savings and your retirement fund, but it's also your quality of life and standard of living that is the most detrimental loss that's going to have, and the disenfranchisement that goes along with it. And what do I mean by your quality of life? There was an article that came out earlier, and this is the economic collapse. See, this is how they do it. They don't always do the economic collapses like you see on TV, like they had on, because, see, they do that to entertain you and to keep you from being aware as to it actually happening. Here's how you lose your quality of life. The article that I posted, let me jump into it real quick. Let me find it real quick. Here it is. As soon as I say here it is, I'm having problems finding it. But here's the quality of life issue. One second. All right. Here it is. From Intel Hub. Record number of Americans work to death. That's the quality of life issue. Yes, they have to do that because they lost every savings and they lost their retirement. But not only that, the overall currency that they're being paid in, or their overall wage, is insufficient to be able to sustain them past inflation. Inflation, the overall purchasing power of your currency is going down so much that you're basically working for nothing. If you go to work and you get paid $40 an hour, but you work 8 hours, but what they pay you only has the purchasing hour of 2 hours, you've given up 6 hours of work for free. You're giving up 6 hours of work without any compensation for it. You're giving up 6 hours of energy that you could never, ever regain. You can never, ever save it again. It's gone. See, it won't really matter if you get paid $100 an hour, $200 an hour. What really matters, that's the misnomer, because that's why we're price sensitive and not aware of value. $200 an hour means nothing if the overall purchasing power of your overall currency, or what you're getting paid in, is at an inflation rate of 50,000 50,000%. That $200 an hour is like 2 cents an hour in today's economy. This system is extremely experienced in subjugation and controlling. And if you ever lose sight of that, they're going to kill you with that experience. So it's more than just the savings and the retirement. It's the quality of life and standard of living. So now your standard of living has dropped to where you have to work 21 hours a day. And the overall engagement of labor that you're going to have to be doing is extraneous labor. All of the building and the restructuring of this of the whole U.S. is going to have to happen. And guess how they're going to do it? They're going to do it through prison labor and slave labor and workforce labor. Workforce labor is of national security interest. You remember when celebrity figurehead Obama signed that executive order saying that you'll have to give up resources, even your own profession, whatever your profession is, especially for credit billet holders? Guess what? It doesn't matter what your profession was or were or what it is, they'll come up with a national security interest that will fit you to the T. They will have a shirt for you to wear. And you're working 21 hours. And in the executive order that celebrity figurehead Obama signed, they don't even have to pay you at all. So what are they able to get? They're getting the most valuable energy source for nothing at all. But we don't see it that way. We see it as a nationalistic duty, or we see it that's the authorities. We got to listen to them. Can't beat them, got to join them. Yeah, you're going to join them, and you're going to join them at the foot, under their feet. You're not going to join them at the table of negotiation. You'll be at the table of the negotiation, but they'll be serving you. So it's more than just that, what's here and what's upon us. And the significance of it, I take it, to me, it's a necessity that we bring to you as much as, because I don't even know. I've never been through anything like this before. But I don't underestimate, and what I do know is I know how they've definitely were able to misguide and mislead us all and keep us subjugated by way of the economy. Because the economy is actually the plantation tool. It's actually the seat of the auction that sells us all. And it sells us into work, into a workforce. And if we realize that, then there's things that we can do about it. How can you defeat an enemy if you don't know what their overall intentions are, what they're after, and how they're defeating you, and how they're beating you, how they're deceiving you? Without knowing those things, you would just haphazardly start swinging in the dark. And you'll swing and swing and swing. And then your swings will be met with anger and frustration because you'll keep doing the same thing and not get any progress from that. So it's crucial that we don't play by these rules of the game. Back to the article. It says, one second. Based on the recent evidence, a longstanding historical trend, experts predict the imminent collapse of the U.S. dollar. More alarming, Americans have yet to do one thing that will save their savings in retirement from the U.S. dollar's collapse. Just take a look at the graph below. It shows the lifespan of a dominant currency going back 600 years. Notice that the U.S. dollar has now been the dominant currency for 88 years, about the same length of time as its predecessor, which was the British pound sterling. Obvious why experts say that the U.S. dollar's days as the world reserve currency are coming to a climactic end, and I would say it already has happened. Now the overall symptoms of that are going to take place. The currency is paper currency backed by nothing tangible, as opposed to sound money, which is backed by gold or some other valuable commodity. A fiat currency is backed by nothing more than faith in the government. That's not true. A fiat currency is actually just something that the government deems, but it can also have that same meaning. But gold and silver can be a fiat, and gold and silver have intrinsic value. If it's the physical, if it's the paper contract one, no, you don't. You're not backed by gold and silver. You're backed by a note, a certificate, a actual debt instrument. The U.S. dollar has been a fiat since Nixon closed the gold window in 71. And what was the greatest heist in American history? The scary fact is that the average lifespan of a fiat currency is 40 years. And the United States dollar has now exceeded 40 years as a fiat currency. Prior to 1933, and for well over 100 years, the dollar was backed by gold. And $20 bought you an ounce of gold. But after the government stole all of the U.S. citizens' gold in 1933, well, they didn't steal all of the U.S. citizens' gold. They connived them. They came up with a cash for gold scheme. They tricked them out of it because, see, we got to remain true. They didn't steal it. They tricked everybody out of it, and they scared everybody out of them. What they did was they robbed them. They completely robbed them. Or they coerced them to giving something. They didn't even rob them. Well, no, they did rob them because they did use force and fear. They used fear as a tactic. So that was a robbery. They did rob them. But the main emphasis of that robbery was deception. And one of the reasons why they really didn't rob them was because they gave them something for it. And the people accepted it. They gave them $20 for every ounce of gold. So there wasn't a robbery. What it was fraudulent act, is ubiquitous fraud against humanity. Is really what it was. But after the government stole all the citizens' gold in 1933 for a $20 paper certificate, gold was revalued at $35 an ounce, meaning the dollar was devalued by 43% overnight. That is exactly true. And when foreign and other domestic holders of the dollars were effectively robbed, after Nixon closed the gold window completely in 1971, it took $67 to buy an ounce of gold, devaluing the U.S. dollar by 50% again. And I'm going to tell you, I was very, very young, and I remember that as being significant. I remember seeing when Nixon closed the gold window, and it was something in me that said that this is important. I remember it, and I was extremely young. Goes on. Devaluing the dollar by more than 50 cents again. Today, it will take over 1,000 U.S. dollars to buy that same ounce of gold. Why? Because the U.S. dollar is now nothing more than a fast declining Federal Reserve note backed by a corrupt government that is saddled with $18 trillion in unpaid debt and is nowhere near $18 trillion.
Hey, Dave, I disagree with you on that. I think it's backed by the barrel of the gun, the U.S. military.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, Scotty. You're absolutely right, because that's what actually backs the overall sanctions, the geopolitical stance, the colonization, the stealing of resources, the currency is the U.S. military. And the thing about it, the U.S. military doesn't have the overall capability to fight and uphold their instigators' battles. Because the rest of the world has caught up, and collectively they've surpassed the U.S. military. But Scotty's right. They backed the dollar by the gun, by the barrel of a gun. That is so true. So true. And it goes on. And growing by $10 million per minute. And it's actually $25 million per minute. And actually the unfunded liabilities make it over $130 million a minute. Because the actual true debt is somewhere around $200 to $400 trillion in unfunded liabilities, meaning is unsustainable, meaning it can't be paid. See, they could pay it. They have to create all of the debt to do it, but then by creating the debt, no one will have faith in it, and then now the debt is no longer taken as a promise to pay, because they know you can't pay. And when they say a promise to pay, what are they talking about, a promise to pay? See, the promise to pay the general citizenry and you and I is never made. We don't get a promissory note. We get the debt of it. The promise is to pay the other resource holders. We promise we will pay you in resources. What resource are they actually paying in? I'm going to tell you what they're paying in. Slave labor force energy. That's what they're actually paying it. But even that has an empty stick. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of a commercial break, you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. This is much more than what we see and what we think. It has far-reaching implications. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And I want to jump to something really quickly. I want to talk to you about how this leads into war and something very significant. Just before we left, I was going to read an article, and I just want to read the first paragraph of this article to really surmise it all as to what's really at stake here. It's more than just our savings and our retirement. It's really our quality of life and standard of living. And it even goes past that. It really is actually infringing and encroaching on and capturing our family members that we haven't even named yet, the generations that we haven't even named yet. We are actually putting them into servitude in a way that the past didn't even record, because the future servitude will be far, far more gripping. Listen to this article. Record number of Americans work to death. Inflation isn't... Let me move this down. Okay. Inflation isn't racially selective or biased. It affects all Americans equally. It has risen to 76.6 over the past 78 years alone. And I wouldn't agree with that system, because with that claim. Inflation affects our community even more. And it's done because of very selective reasons. And those selective reasons is because our community can generate much, much more energy. Much, much more. So it's targeted because of that. Because of his energy output, his energy capability, what is able to do physically, what is able to do mentally, what is able to endure. So I wouldn't agree with that at all. But I get what they're saying, but I think there's a whole lot more to it. But here's the article. Here we go. The age of the working people in America has risen as the elderly are being forced to work in order to survive as inflation continues to engulf the once prosperous nation. If you're old enough to remember or in a position to ask someone who is, the price of a candy bar back in 1959 was about 5 cents. Let me stop there. 5 cents. I hope we're not rolling into a tornado. Sorry, you all, traveling. And okay. Hold on. Hold on. Let's make sure there's not. All right. So, 1959, 5 cents. For a candy bar. In 1959, it's about 51 years ago. I'm sorry, 60 years ago. 60 years ago, a candy bar was 5 cents. How much is a candy bar now? Depending on where you are, it could be up to somewhere as $5. It could be actually $5. I've seen $5 candy bars. You have to. You go to a hotel or go on an airplane. Get on a plane. Go to where they provide services and they use food as a part of that service. You can see a $5 candy bar very easily. And we don't even say this enough is enough. We're like, what? And we accept it. We'll say this is ridiculous. We'll just talk about it. But a $5 candy bar, but the candy bar itself is not going up. It's the quality and purchasing power of the dollar is going down. The candy bar isn't going up. The article continues. And there was twice as, and let me just say something also about the candy bars from 1959. they were a whole lot bigger than they are right now. They don't even give you a candy bar anymore. It's a candy niblet, a candy bite size, and you got to pay full market price for it. See, that's all a part of inflation. That's usury. Things get smaller. They keep the price the same. Then they allow the price to go up, and they shrink it smaller and smaller and smaller. Article continues. And there was twice as big as they are today, so-called king-size candy bars, which in most cases is $1.89 in today's market. Taking into consideration that the average normal candy bar in 1950 was twice as big as the king-size variety found nowadays, and can safely say that theoretically Americans are paying $1.89 for half of what they could pay in 1950 for just 5 cents. And I would just say, not only is the candy bar shrinking and the inflation growing, but the quality of the ingredients is where you're really losing. See, in today's economy, in America, look how they build homes. They build homes out of toothpicks. Toothpicks. You know why? Because that's all that the dollar could, the overall purchasing power of the dollar could acquire. Because if you were really going to buy a home from the same way it was built in 1950 to now, the overall price of that home, you would have to be an entertainer or an athlete, and still it would be crazy high. How about this? How about you go to other foreign countries and see what they're building their homes out of compared to the U.S.? How about they've been maligning Mexico lately? How about you go to Mexico and see what the homes out of in Mexico are built out of? Concrete compared to the homes that are here. Toothpicks. Who's winning and who's losing? So we really need to take grasp of this. And here's why this is going to, well, let me just finish this. The candy bar, the candy bar, one would have to purchase some modern day king size bars at a cost of $1.89 in order to acquire the same amount of candy that one purchased back in the day for merely 5 cents. The same amount of candy today will come at a cost of $3.78. That's $3.78 for what originally cost 5 cents 78 years ago, which is an inflation rate of 75.6. And I just want to remind you, where is Venezuela's? We said it yesterday. Where is Venezuela's inflation rate? 1,000. And the U.S. will surpass 41,000 in inflation. I think there will be a new barometer that will be set. It will probably be called the overall barrier inflation, that it'd be rising so fast that it breaks the sound barrier, and then the overall currency completely dies. It will push everything into a bartering system. But here's what happened. No one will have the assets to barter with, because the inflation would have consumed everything that you could have used to convert for assets. Because we're going to have inflation that will break the sound barrier. It's going to go up so fast. And this is going to be further perpetuated by other countries that provide goods and have the U.S. debt. One of the things that people always say, China would never drop the U.S. dollar because that would kill their economy. Yeah, that would kill their economy if they stayed in a debt-based economy. China is not staying in a debt-based economy. The BRIC nations aren't staying in a debt-based economy. They're going to an asset-based economy. And what that means is that as soon as they continue to grow in that, they're using their debt-based economy debt or currency to acquire assets. They're winning, and everybody else is losing. Because they're exchanging worthless pieces of paper in U.S. securities and T-bonds and T-bills, and they're exchanging them for real assets. And what happens is that there's going to be a run on gold. But more importantly, there's going to be a run on silver. But we're going to use gold for an example. And all the countries are going to start repatriating their gold, and then the U.S. will not be able to take that. In 71, Nixon closed the gold window because of that. In 2019, the celebrity figurehead at the time, who I don't even think it will be celebrity figurehead Trump, Mike Pence will declare war on it. Tell them no, they're not getting their gold back, and countries will be upset. And they say, yes, we are. And they say, come take it. And then they'll say, okay, we're coming to get it. And how are they going to come get it? They're first going to weaken the whole country. They're going to destabilize it through cyber attacks. They're going to destabilize it through goods and commerce. I need to check this. And I know some of you may check it for me. Costa Rica may be looking at getting off, dropping the U.S. dollar. Now you're getting to critical some mass where you're getting the overall asset of food not coming in the country. That is going to hurt. So, listen, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to, if we don't have any callers in queue, what I want to do, I need to pay attention to the road here, because I'm in some inclement weather, as they like to say. And we're going to end the show just a little bit early. And yes, there's an article that I posted, how China is gearing up to win a war. How is China going to win the war? They're not going to win the war just as China versus the U.S. They're going to win the overall war against the U.S. this way. The BRIC nations against the U.S. and it's me and one ally of Israel, the BRIC nations versus the U.S. and Israel. And there'll be some other nations that'll be there, one or two, but they won't be there for long. They won't be there for long because they know what the handwriting is on the wall. They can interpret it. They know it. So, all right, everyone. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And make sure, if before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll catch you all, great creator willing, on Monday. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro.